Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I am saying hello to you this week because it is once again time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. Always exciting.
A little bit too exciting sometimes, I think.
But before we can play this week's show, Mike, you left everyone with a challenge last time. Why don't you clear it up?
I said, start with a word that names a thing you might see on an inspirational poster. If you add the letters IX somewhere in the word, the result will spell the last name of a famous character from literature. What is the word and who is the character? Well, the word is quote, and if you add the IX, you can spell Quixote. All right, Ian, what you got?
Well, Mike, after stints in Kansas City and Denver, on June 30th, 1982, a National Hockey League franchise that relocated to New Jersey adopted the name Devils. That followed a naming contest that garnered more than 10,000 votes. Other names considered were the Americans, Blades, Colonials, Lightning, Meadowlarks, Meadowlanders, Coastals, Generals, Gulls, Jaguars, and Patriots. The franchise has since gone on to win 3 Stanley Cups, so in honor of the Devils, today's show is all about naming contests. During the 9 years his Comedy Central show aired, from 2005 to 2014 when he left for CBS, which late-night host successfully mobilized fans to hijack naming contests for a hockey mascot, a Virgin Airlines plane, and a new International Space Station module?
Is that Stephen Colbert?
It is, and the hockey mascot was named Stiegel Colbeagle the Eagle. Hackers wreaked havoc with the 2012 naming contest for a new green apple soda flavor. The contest had to be shut down early, because the leading name at one point was Hitler Did Nothing Wrong. The contest was alliteratively named Dub the What?
Is that Dub the Dew?
It is Dub the Dew for?
For a Mountain Dew.
That's right. And two other entries that made me laugh, Soda and Sierra Mist. In Binghamton, New York, fans have been busy renaming the local AA baseball team and its mascot this year, choosing Rumble Ponies as the name and Rowdy as the mascot. Notable alumni from the franchise include David Wright, Edgardo Alfonso, and Daniel Murphy. What major league team has been the parent of the Binghamton franchise since 1992?
Well, before they were the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, they were the Binghamton Mets.
Indeed they were. And are you a Rumble Ponies fan?
I am a big Rumble Ponies fan, actually. Specifically, there's a player on that team named Cody Decker, who is one of my favorite Major League Baseball players currently playing. So shout out to Mr. Decker and the entire Rumble Pony staff.
A 2011 poll in Austin, Texas, asked residents to rename the local Solid Waste Services Department. More than 30,000 people voted in favor of honoring what rap rock frontman of the 1990s, whose band's first successful single was an aggressive cover of George Michael's Faith.
The frontman of the band you're talking about, the band, by the way, Limp Bizkit, you're talking about Mr. Fred Durst.
You're right, and he tweeted his support for the effort, which ultimately was not successful. And finally, the question you knew was coming. Shackleton, Endeavor, and Falcon were suggested names for a $287 million British research ship now known as the Sir David Attenborough. What other name, eventually rejected, had the most popular support and now adorns one of the ship's remote-controlled subs instead?
Okay, fair enough. I should have seen the question about Boaty McBoatface coming a mile away.
Well, we should rename the show after Mike Nothnagel. He went 5 for 5. How about you? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
First of all, you shouldn't do anything of the sort. Second of all, if you would like to see more questions that Ian has in store for us, or perhaps some extra credit questions, you can head over to wamc.org/anyquestions and check those out along with this challenge. Ian.
Start with the term naming rights. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a 12-letter word that's a synonym for restricting. As a hint, this word is probably familiar to sports fans. Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
See you then.